In all four of the Gospels, one of the aims of the four evangelists is really to show how Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all of the law and prophets from what we know as the Old Testament. And so they really are going to show us that whatever the prophets were doing, Jesus can do, but of course he can do even that much more. In today's Gospel, we see an allusion to this with a reference to the manna in the desert. It was Moses who prayed to God, and they had manna fall in the desert to feed the people from their hunger. We saw last week in the miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, that Jesus can do the exact same. But now we're beginning to see that Jesus does, of course, much, much more than that. Because there's a difference between manna, or the bread which feeds the body, and Jesus who is the bread of life. One way that that is highlighted is that in Greek, the language in which much of the New Testament was written, there's actually two different words which are used for the word life. One word, bios, from where we get biology, biosphere, is really a recognition of earthly life, the bodily life that we know. And this, of course, is what the manna that Moses called down was ultimately serving and feeding. And then we have zoe, which in sacred scripture is meant to be the fullness of life. Something that we catch a glimpse of here and there in this earth, perhaps for parents at the birth of a child, or perhaps some moment in prayer or even at Mass, where we feel like we're having a glimpse of something more. And this zoe, the fullness of life, is precisely the word that is used by Jesus when he says he is the bread of life. In other words, he's not just feeding the body with manna, with bread, but he is feeding the body with a life-giving bread that leads to this fullness of life, which ultimately leads to eternal life. And this is the great invitation of what the Eucharist is. In today's first reading, we see a beautiful interaction between the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip. The eunuch is one who is open. He is searching, though, in life for this zoe. He's searching for something more. He's a successful man. He has prestige. He has wealth as a member of the court of the Queen of Ethiopia. But he recognizes a longing in his life for something more than what he has experienced. And significantly, once again, he is reading from the sacred scripture, but he needs some help to understand its significance. And Philip, inspired by the Holy Spirit, runs up to the chariot, begins to speak to the eunuch, and explains to him that the words from the prophet Isaiah that the eunuch was reading are really in reference to Jesus, who is in fact the innocent Lamb of God who was slaughtered to become an atoning sacrifice on our behalf, of which we receive from every time we celebrate the sacred liturgy. Both the eunuch and Philip are led and cooperate with the Holy Spirit, establishing really the pattern of evangelization. We need to do our part to be open to the Spirit, to proclaim Jesus as Philip did, to be willing to guide in the understanding of sacred scripture. But from the part of the recipient, there also needs to be this fundamental openness and this desire for searching for the fullness of life, or searching for zoe, the gift which only God himself can offer. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that despite our day-to-day life that we go through, which I suppose at times may strike us as being a bit monotonous or even mundane in its repetition, let us never lose our spark and our thirsting for this zoe, for the heavenly bread of Jesus, for the gift of the fullness of life that he offers us. Let us always hope in it. Let us always aspire to it. And let us ask God for the grace that we too would be cooperators with the Holy Spirit to help invite and lead others to Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the one who grants us the fullness and full aspiration of life that we all desire and want. Amen.